Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is an exciting part of our program. Of course, the beginning of it was,
yes.
This is the leader of Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is the Prime Minister, and he's speaking at Christians United for Israel. Christians United for Israel has been around for quite some time,
mm-hmm.
began by Hagee,
and
it's about educating the Congress and the Senate about where we need to stand and stay a friend of Israel. It's got Democrats and Republicans and Independents as part of that, and it's just very exciting to see this because you think about where we were. Remember Purim and what was taking place when he came and he spoke at Congress, and the president, former president, was upset that he came and spoke. They're like, hey, we're friends of Israel.
That's right.
And they stood up and said, we will support you. Huge things have happened. Now, things have come full circle. America's a friend of Israel again. And now we have the Prime Minister speaking at Christians United for Israel. Let's join him there now.
Thank you, Pastor Hagee. Thank you, Pastor Hagee. You are indeed not only a long-standing friend, but a friend through thick or thin. You know, I don't really care what color our hair is, as long as it's there. And you're always there. And you're the supporters of Israel, the many thousands who are in that hole. And the millions, the many millions in the United States and elsewhere, the Christian friends of Israel, you are always there for us. We have no better friends on earth than you. Thank you. Now, there's a delay. So I'm just going to talk right through my points, which are your points. And the first point is that I would normally would greet you from Jerusalem, but I'm now in Budapest on an important visit. My heart is always in Jerusalem. Your hearts are always in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the eternal, undivided capital of the Jewish people and the Jewish state, and thus it will remain. Now, I want to say something else that I think is important. We have wonderful cities in Israel. We have a great city called Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv is a cosmopolitan city. It's a city of high tech. It's a city of great energy, commerce, industry, of many things. But Tel Aviv is not Jerusalem. Los Angeles is a great city. Chicago is a great city. But they're not Washington, D.C. The capital of Israel is Jerusalem. And the embassies of the world should be in Jerusalem. I know I believe that. I know you believe that. And I thank you for that support. Fifty years ago, we liberated Jerusalem. I remember that day. I was 18 years old, and I remember the tremendous wave that gripped our people when we heard that we were back to the Western Wall, that the Temple Mount, where the temples of Solomon and the temples of the returnees of Babylon stood. When we heard that, there was almost a human wave. Thousands and thousands streamed to the Western Wall. I was among them. And I remember that when we touched those stones, we felt that we were connecting with the very core of our history. I know that when you visit Israel, when you come to Jerusalem, you feel that same connection. When you go to the Galilee, when you go to the other parts of the Holy Land, the land of Israel, You feel that connection, and we feel that connection with you as a result of it. We are all engaged in a great, great struggle. Since Israel liberated Jerusalem, we've ensured the freedom of access to all faiths, to Christians, to Muslims, obviously to Jews, but to everyone. And it's only under Israeli sovereignty that we ensure that what has happened elsewhere in the Middle East will not happen in the holy sites under the sovereignty and control of the State of Israel. If you see what is happening with the Islamic fanatics throughout the Middle East, they're blowing up each other's mosques, they're blowing up churches, they're decimating Christians, they're doing horrible things. The only place where you have religious freedom guaranteed is Israel. The only place where Christian communities throughout the Middle East, the only place that they thrive, that they grow, that they not only survive, but they have a future. That place is Israel, because Israel guarantees religious freedom. Israel represents the freedom that we all cherish. Now we're engaged, as we speak, in a great struggle. It's a struggle of civilizations. It's the struggle of free societies against the forces of militant Islam, the militant Sunnis led by ISIS, the militant Shiites led by Iran. They want to conquer the Middle East, they want to destroy the State of Israel, and then they want to conquer the world. People often make a mistake in conventional discussions when they say, or they used to say, that the militant Islamists hate the West because of Israel. It's actually the other way around. They hate Israel because of the West, because we represent the free society built on the foundation of Judeo-Christian heritage. This is the society they despise so much. Israel is the bulwark of freedom in the heart of the Middle East. Israel represents everything that you represent in the most dangerous and volatile place in the Middle East. There is one society, one government, one army that guarantees our values, your values. I want to tell you that we appreciate your support. I want to tell you that when I look around the world, there is real meaning to what I said before. When I say we have no greater friends than the many, many millions of Christian supporters of Israel in the United States and also in other parts of the world, I mean it. I know you've always, always stood with us. You stand with us because you stand with yourselves, because we represent that common heritage of freedom that goes back thousands of years. I know when you visit the State of Israel, when you go to the places mentioned in the Bible, you understand the force of that heritage. And I want you to know that I believe that America has no greater friend than Israel. And Israel has no greater friend than the United States. And in the United States, we have no greater friend than you. Thank you, friends. Thank you for everything that you do for Israel. Thank you for standing up with us. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. In Budapest and in Jerusalem. Thank you.
This is so exciting when you think about it. This is what the Lord says. He says that he watches over Israel. He doesn't slumber or sleep. And he says that the inheritance of Abraham is the inheritance of Christians, those that made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life. And that the promises God swore to Abraham are yours. And he says that he those that pray for the peace of Israel, peace of Jerusalem, that he blesses them. You bless Israel, you get blessed. And if America is, there's not a greater friend than America. And Christians United for Israel inside of America saying there's not a greater friend. It's so exciting.
Beautiful.
I want to encourage you, if you haven't joined KUFI, you can. But by supporting BFN TV, you are joining KUFI.
You've just been listening to the highlights from BFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the BFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.